this God of awesome wonders who will manifest himself in our midst tonight is a God of awesome wonders, and he will manifest himself in our midst again tonight. We celebrate you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you are doing in our midst. Take all the praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. His acts are forever in command of his ways. When we lay hold on his ways, we'll be in command of his acts, because he's always there to confirm his word. Our series for this midweek service is receiving the miracle of instant healing. And so what we need is to know the way to it, and then we have committed God to bring us instant rescue from anything that may be tormenting our lives. Psalm 103 verse 7, he made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Every time you engage his ways, you're in command of his acts. Every time we engage his ways, we are supernaturally in command of his acts. There are people in this service tonight that will not know sickness again. Yeah. The remaining days of their lives. Yeah. And some have 60 more years to live. I know some have 70 years more to live. But that will not know sickness again the remaining days of their lives. If you believe you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. Now, if they ask you, how long do you want your son to be healthy? You have a child, and they say, and God said, look, my son, how long do you want this your child to be healthy? What would you say? Now, provided you are not a witch. You tell him, God, are you asking me to answer you? He said, forever and ever and ever. Now, how do you think that God will sit down in heaven and be calculating some season of sickness for you? Now, look, this my son be jumping about too much. Okay, be sick for 3 months. Be well for another 3 months. So you don't get proud. Be sick again for 1 year. You think God will plan that? Now, the truth is this. For anyone that receives this simple prophetic word, and I'm saying it here, phase one, 40 years, you never see sickness. I'm saying that seed of sickness causing you discomfort and pain and concerns and threat to your life, by the word of the Lord, shall be rooted out of your being tonight. Every true encounter with God changes a man's story. As we behold him as in a glass, we are changed from glory to glory. Now, this change does not take long. He said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, I'd like you to expect that order of momentary change tonight. If any pain or ache or discomfort or sickness or disease came with you tonight, in the course of the word from the Lord, they shall be rooted out once and for all. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Now lift up your two hands to heaven, and whatever you don't want, now reject it, reject it, rejected. Now, desire an encounter with the word that will silence it forever. Desire an encounter with the Lord that will silence it forever. Whatever you don't want, reject it, reject it, reject it now, reject it now. You have come to the clinic of the great physician. His name is Jesus. He is resident here. We are about to three gather together in his name. There he is. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We have come to Jesus. He is here. You have come to the clinic of the great physician. You are not permitted to return with explanation, but you are returning with manifestation of his healing power. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord, by your word, settle every health issue tonight. And take all the glory for it. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please be, you may be seated. Receiving the miracle of instant healing. Remember this month, God has vowed, I will bring you health and cure. I will bring you health and cure. I will cure you, and I will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6 and 7. That is God's commitment to us in this family and our extended families. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
This is our month of health and cure. Restoration of health and cure. This is our month. And so you can say, this is my month of health and cure from the hand of the Lord. This is my month of health and cure from the hand of the Lord. Remember, I and the children which God has given to me, they are for signs and wonders in Israel. From the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Your cure and health is coming from the Lord. And when he stretches forth his hand, no man can stop it. When he stretches forth his hand, who shall turn it back? Yours is coming from the Lord, and your faith is all is needed to provoke the stretching forth of the hand of God. For who had believed that report? And unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? God's hand is provoked by our faith. When he searches for his hand, no devil can turn it back. Kabiosi Baba, Ireni Onisheyano, Dansakire, we praise you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. When your God searches for his hand, no witches, no wizards, no occult force can turn it back. He's searching for that hand in your direction tonight.
Yeah.
You are living here with perfect soundness.
Yeah.
Perfect soundness.
Yeah.
Like the man at the beautiful gate, instant perfect soundness restored to that popular crippled man. Yours is the next in line. The word immediately, like we mentioned, occurred 55 times in the Bible, all of which are in the New Testament, and most of which refer to healing and deliverance. Plenty of them. Jesus will not ask anyone to come tomorrow for his healing whose faith is set for it today. Amen. Because I've heard thee in the time accepted. In the day of salvation, I've succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Every day is God's day for anything we ever need. The day we believe is our day. Every day is God's day concerning your healing, health, and wholeness. The day you believe is your day. The man at the pool of Bethesda was up instantly after 38 years of ordeal. The paralytic man of Mark chapter 2 was up immediately and took his bed and went home. Jairus' daughter was healed instantly at the word of the Lord. Go. And as thou hast believed, take it. And his servant was made whole that same hour. Was healed. Same moment. The good news tonight is your health issue was settled before you were born. So any attack on your health today is not only illegal, it's belated. Amen. And all you need, and all I need, is to have a spiritual insight into that reality that someone took your infirmity and my infirmity on the cross, some 2,000 years ago. There's nobody here that is 200 years. So it was taken long before sickness came to challenge it. Now, if you believe what he did, then you have disarmed your attackers. Just to believe that this warfare was accomplished before you came on the scene. The day Jesus said it is finished was the day the deal was sealed. Whatever he paid for on the cross was sealed by that verdict. John 19:30. It is finished. So the good news tonight is it is finished and was sealed 2,000 years ago with that attack on your body. All you need is put your faith on the line to appropriate the reality of the accomplished warfare. It's finished. You're just walking into it. That himself took my infirmity. Then, long before I was born, amen, I stepped into that inheritance at salvation. That's how people step into it. We step into our inheritance in Christ at salvation. Now, by faith, we enforce the release of our inheritance. It's not something he's coming to do in case he's busy or there are issues. It's a thing already accomplished. You must be able to stretch back your faith to pick what's already sealed to command triumph in your present challenges. Don't deal. Irreversible deal. You can't uncrucify Jesus anymore. It's late. You cannot unstripe him anymore. It's late. Now, and these are not things that money can buy or somebody can buy you out. Amen. If they flog you 400 times, it won't be equal to that. Because the blood coming out from you is sinful blood. The one they needed for your rescue is, amen, stainless blood of the Lamb. So if you like, flog yourself 39 times with the Roman wicked whip, and then blood is gushing out, that blood is wasted. It can't save nobody, including yourself. But he knew no sin. Now, yours and mine are forgiving blood. Jesus knew no sin. So the price is not available on the earth for anybody to acquire. It's already settled. Now, in the name of Jesus, that settled verdict sets you free tonight. Now, what is unique about this grace physician? Let's recognize that no human physician, no medical scientist has capacity to deliver from spiritual attacks. Amen. And most sicknesses and diseases are direct manifestations of the oppression of the spirit of infirmity. So they never have scientific cure. You just live with them until the oppressor gives up. The oppressor doesn't hear injection. He has no respect for infusion. He can even collapse all your veins and he can't find one. The oppressor can collapse all your veins and he can't find any. Amen. So where are they going to put it? And yet he has suspended your stomach so you can't eat. The mission of the oppressor is to steal, to kill, and to ultimately destroy. As far as reality is concerned, only Jesus has the answer to the oppressive activities of the spirit of infirmity. You remember the woman in Luke chapter 13 who was bowed over because he had a spirit of infirmity. Luke 13, 11. That's not a spinal cord situation. It's a spirit of infirmity that bent her over. They check all the spinal cord systems are in order. Stand up, woman. He said, I can't stand up. How? The spirit of infirmity sat on her. There are many people today that they have checked and can't find anything, but the man is not well. The woman is not well. He said, we can't see anything. Woman, please, try to think right. It is the spirit of infirmity tormenting multitudes today. When Jesus came to the world, he went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. So all the healings recorded in the ministry of Jesus were, the diagnosis was the oppression of the devil. And nobody has an answer to that. Not St. Mary Hospital in America, not Yale, all of them. Amen. They don't have an answer to it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, who has answer to all health issues, be made whole now. Amen. One of the most popular hospitals in the world is called Mayo Clinic. Yet people die there every day. People die there every day. Oppression of the devil has no medical cure. That's why it is wisdom to run to Jesus, who has the answer to all health issues. And I must tell you, this is going to be a winning point for the end time church. Because it will be clear that only Jesus has answer to our health issues. The oppressor has gone wider than ever. The wicked is doing more wickedly today than ever. People will be forced to run to the loving, compassionate, healing hands of Jesus. Many strong nations will be rushing to church. wherever this healing virtue is oozing for, to secure their healing. This is so important. The question is, you can get it now if you are ready for it. And so, get it now. Amen. Now, look at that situation and curse it in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the authority of the finished work of Christ. Curse that condition now where you are seated. Say, I curse you, high blood pressure, hypertension. I curse you from the roots. And by the authority of the finished work of Christ, I walk into my liberty today. I refuse to remain a specimen in the hospital. Now, I know you have answer to all health issues. I reach out tonight to lay hold on the answer to this health condition of mine. Jesus, I receive it. Now, come on, do it in faith. Because the just shall live by his faith. Do you believe that Jesus can deal with that issue? You say, yes, okay, take it according to your faith. Now, engage your faith to take your healing, health, and wholeness now. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Come on, engage your faith. Engage your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let me show you the drama of how this works. God's healing power is domiciled in his word. So every encounter with the light of the word repositions you and I for dominion over sickness and disease. When our light breaks forth, our healing springs up. That's one of the fundamental benefits of fasting. Is this not the fast that I've chosen? That ye break every yoke. And verse 8 of it, Isaiah 58 and verse 6, verse 8 says, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. I know you must have had some experience with God. Fasting episodes are God ordained platforms for outbreak of light. Outbreak of light. Fasting is not just about praying, it's about encounters with light from the word of the Lord. Why? It is the God of this world that is blocking our access to light. And some of that will not go without prayer and fasting. So when you are in a fast, hunting for a particular truth in any area, you find out the blindfolding thing is shattered, and then you're able to see into it. When our light breaks forth through the platform of prayer and fasting, then our head springs up supernaturally. Now what that means is the breaking forth of light is like an injection of healing, health, and wholeness. As the light breaks forth, you are receiving a divine injection of healing, health, and wholeness. Now let's look at that picture in Job 33 verse 21. To 25, talking about a description that will fit
a terminal disease at his terminal end. He said, his flesh is consumed away that it could not be seen. And his bones that were not seen stick out. Say with me, skeleton. Okay. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyer. But if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, who will show unto man his rights in God. Then will God be merciful unto him and say, look, deliver him from going to the pit. He has found the key. Then his flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. Now, that's why I call outbreak of revelation a spiritual injection that provokes healing, health, and wholeness. That is dramatic turnaround within moment. As the light broke forth, the restoration of that man's head sprang up. That's what it is. Jesus was teaching. The light was breaking forth. And the power of God was manifesting their healings. Luke 5:17. He sent his word and it healed them. Psalm 107 verse 20. And delivered them out of all their destructions. So, miracle, instant miracle healing is mostly transmitted through outbreak of revelations. The night Jesus set me free from tuberculosis, I woke up and I saw that all the boys have removed their beds from me. I felt like a leper. I got up on that little rock behind the dormitory and I said, Jesus, if it is true that you did all that is written concerning you in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, do it now in my life. Or don't wait for me to complete it. It's like he was saying, make it no verse. You got it? He took it from me like a dream of the night forever. 48 years after. This body is not flesh, oh. It's iron. Iron don't get sick. Now, violent faith bailed me out. Violent faith in the works, the finished works of Christ, bailed me out. Somebody is being bailed out tonight. And then light broke forth as I was reading against material, against book on seven keys to divine healing. And the only thing I got there, he took. Now that whole volume, what I got there is that he took. Thank God for Egan. All that he said is okay, but what I found there is he took. Now it's in my Bible, what I found in his book. He took. And they say, I have nonsense. Let God be true and no men be liars. He took. Then it's all. It took. Then I can't see it again. To say you see it, you must be blind. Completely, you are blinder than a blind man. The truth took. And you. The truth of truth, the eternal truth took. You can't tell me you see what he took. I'd be stupid to believe you. No medical thing has made any meaning to me from that time on. I said, the man took. You said you saw. You have a problem with your eyes. The man took. Anybody who claims to see what Jesus took must have eye problem, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, roundabout-sightedness. Because he took the word struck like a lightning. It's not a story. I'm talking about breaking forth of revelation. Somebody's free. Yeah. Now you are free tonight. Yeah. I said you are free tonight. Yeah. Because upon Mount Zion, what happened? There shall be deliverance and holiness. And God's people shall possess their possession. Healing is one of your possessions in Christ. Surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. So it's our possession. Now receive your possession unquestionably tonight. Let me hear your loudest, amen. Secondly, in the world is the light of life. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And that life is the light of man. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness can handle it. Now, what we are saying here is this. In the word of God is the light of life that no darkness can withstand. Every sickness and disease is a manifestation of the works of the powers of darkness. So when the light of the word goes forth, the hold of the powers of darkness gives up. Because when light enters, darkness must step out. The dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. So every encounter with the truth is an encounter with the light of life that establishes your dominion and my dominion over the works of darkness, which includes terminal diseases, incurable diseases, raw oppressions of the devil. They all give up on you at the same time. He said, they did not enter that rest because of unbelief, although the works were finished before the foundation of the world. The work concerning your healing has been finished. Finished, Hebrews 4:3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The work concerning your healing, health, and wholeness were finished before the foundation of the world, man. Remember, Jesus was there before the foundation of the world. The agenda was concluded before the foundation of the world and executed only 2,000 years ago. In your favor and in my favor. I'd like you to look. Come down to the spiritual. Leave those complex areas. Or virus this, virus that. Somebody said when he heard me say, I can never be sick. He said, I don't think he knows the amount of virus that's moving about in the sky. He was very sorry for me. Amen. Because as at that time, he was having an annual anniversary of sickness. He was always admitted at a particular month of every year. And he was a medical doctor. Amen. So he couldn't feel that kind of sarcastic statement. Now, I've been shouting that now since 79. Let's see. When they didn't say anything, they said, forget Jerry. He's just lucky. Amen. Anything you truly believe and you won't openly declare, God will never confirm. I said the works concerning your healing, health, and wholeness were finished before the foundation of the world. Therefore, enter into your rest of total health from this hour. Sickness shall have no hiding place in your family anymore. your resources will not be gobbled by treatment of sickness and disease. No one here shall remain a specimen of doctors. In the name of Jesus, tonight is declared your night of total rest. You believe it? Let me hear your loudest amen. The word is the principal balm in Gilead. The anointing provides us access to the word, but the word is what brings us lasting healing, health, and wholeness. Now let's try to round up. The mystery that makes the word the principal balm in Gilead is the fact that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So living on the word enhances our divine content, which goes to enhance our dominion over sicknesses and diseases. 2 Peter 1:4, he said, wherefore are given unto us these exceeding great and precious promises, that by this we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the afflictions that is in this world. We escape by enhanced divine content. So by the word, our divine content is enhanced, and that enhances our dominion over sickness and disease, because divine nature is the ultimate of our immunity against sickness and disease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, tonight, by the word that has gone forth, marks the end of your struggles over sickness and disease. Amen. If the work is finished, all I need is what? Take delivery. But the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take delivery by force. Without a lion heart, you can't have your lion share. It takes a lion heart to have a lion share. Someday, I had some arrows shot, and three big, not boys, balloons. 1, 2, 3. Nonsense. I took a stick of broom, pom, pom, pom. Thank you, Jesus. Me and you are not in the same realm. We are not there. It takes a lion heart to have your lion share. We were in a crusade, and we came in from the crusade field to come in to rest in our apartment, and then a human, faceless, dark structure rolled out from the door. And I told the people, now relax. No prayer tonight. The devil has no power to determine when we pray. Go and sleep. If he could wait for us, he could have waited. When we came, we are superior to him, so he went out. So go and sleep. If you wake up in the morning and somebody looks like he's not waking up, just touch him. Don't pray. Get up. He said, did you wake up? That's why I'm here. Without a lion heart, you can't have your lion share. There's an old Arab proverb that says, an army of sheep led by a lion will defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. Did you get that? It's an army of lions, but it's led by a sheep. They will overrun him. But an army of sheep led by a lion will overrun an army of lions led by a sheep any day. So, be bold. It's all right. Would you stand to your feet? Now, I'd like you to enforce the delivery of your desired healing, health, and wholeness tonight. Do that in 2 minutes quickly. Do that in 2 minutes. Take it. Now I've discovered these works were finished before the foundation of the world. I receive the verdict from Jesus, it is finished. Therefore, I take delivery of anything and any area of my life that is not enjoying perfect soundness. I take it tonight. Come and take it. 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 It's yours. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. They were speaking boldly, and God was confirming openly. Come and take it. Take it. Take it. Sickness is not my portion. Disease is not my portion. Discomfort is not my portion. Pains and aches are not my portion. Laro dage gegelotalo. Embrabaya katago kelekerua. Sezizo belekanda ekrodalo shashigeleto bebekalata tangre keteno sezizo roto embrabayaka yakle krotosi babekete kora embrokalato zale paketo te prodia faradase onkra bola tangre toza. Come on, take it, take it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Take it. Begin to declare enough is enough. Enough is enough. I have a pure heritage of total health in Christ. Enough is enough. Bara de kotazizoro. Ebra bayakatoza. Eprokotosiza laba. Embra yaya karakatano sezia. Now take it, take it. Perfect soundness is your portion in Christ. Perfect soundness is my portion in Christ. Come and begin to declare it. Perfect soundness is my portion. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I receive it. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. You are ready today. He won't tell you come back tomorrow. How many are set for theirs? How many believe they got it already? Give the Lord a big hand. Get seated. Please get seated. Just before we partake of the communion tonight, you are here in church and you are not born again yet. We step into the finished work by new birth. Our redemptive destiny opens up by a new birth. Until one is saved, is not a partaker of any inheritance in Christ. Wherever you are tonight, you want to surrender your life to Christ and be born again. It's far different from going to church. It's becoming a member of God's family and sharing same heritage with Christ. Wherever you are, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. Both here in Canaan land and in all the viewing centers, please get up on your feet. Right now, I'd like to pray with you. You want to surrender your life to Christ tonight and be born again, please stand to your feet. You want to become a child of light and be free from the torture and the torment of the powers of darkness, get up on your feet. Somebody else needs to get up. Wherever you are, get up right now. Jesus loves you. Number two, there are people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ. Maybe you are once saved at a point that was a disconnect and you know it. Your prayer life is gone. Your walk with God is dry. The pause of the spirit is virtually out. You want to stage a comeback. You want to reconnect back to God. Maybe you are angry with God, but now you have settled. Come over. It is not wisdom to be angry with your helper. Come over. If God can't help you, nobody else can. Anybody wants to rededicate his life, stand to your feet right now and I'll pray with you at the same time. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, stand to your feet. This is your chance for a change of story. This is your chance for a change of story. Somebody else needs to get up wherever you are. Get up right now. Get up right now. You want to reconnect back to God. You want to stop being angry with God. You want to settle back with God. Get up on your feet. Now, all of us who are standing both in the first and second call, please make your way straight to the front very fast. Make your way straight to the front here. Make your way straight to the front here. And I'll be praying for you at the same time. Everyone in the viewing center, do the same thing. Please come. Keep coming. In case you didn't stand up at that time, you are still free to stand up to join us. Stand up and join us. It's a brand new day for you. It's a brand new day for you. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Jesus loves you. You need to know that all the time. He will welcome you back at any point in time. His compassion's failing not. They are new every morning. Grace is faithfulness. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Something is breaking forth in your life. Somebody else is standing on wherever you are. Stand to your feet right now and come. Yes, it's coming. It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Now, yes, somebody else is coming. Keep coming. Don't miss this opportunity. You don't have a life, a spare. You have a spare life. Come and make the most of the only one you have. Another one is coming. In all of the viewing centers across Lagos here and Nota, you want to stand up, you are still free. Come on now before we start to pray. Come in quickly. Come in with speed. We are praying right now. Thank you, Jesus. Now, please bow your heads for a moment. You may complete your forms later on, but bow your heads for a moment in the name of Jesus. Now, lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you tonight as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be set free. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm set free and I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And I will serve you the remaining days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Amen. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them in today. Let the same grace preserve them. Amen. I cover each of you with the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Remain covered until the day of his appearing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. 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 Please, for 1 minute, walk with the officials of the church. You submit your card and get back to your seat and join us in the communion. Shall we give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody? Amen.